Nari survives as a con artist in 18th century Cairo, using fake magic to swindle Ottoman nobles while hiding her genuine supernatural abilities, instant healing, understanding any language, and diagnosing any illness. Despite these gifts, she dreams only of escaping poverty to become a physician's apprentice in Istanbul. Everything changes when she accidentally summons Darayavash, Dara, a powerful djinn warrior with emerald eyes and bronze skin marked with ancient slave sigils. The summoning attracts vengeful spirits called Ifrit, who recognize something special in Nari's blood. As ghouls rise from graves to hunt her, Dara reveals a stunning truth. Nari isn't human, but likely the last descendant of the Nahid family, legendary healers from the hidden magical city of Dayavabad. With the Ifrit now hunting her, Nari's human life becomes impossible. Despite her protests, she finds herself on a flying carpet bound for a city she never knew existed, forced to confront an identity she never imagined was hers. Dara emerges as one of the most complex figures in Nari's new world, a legendary warrior whose tragic past continues to define him. During their journey to Dayavabad, Nari discovers Dara is actually dead, a slave bound to a vessel, his soul trapped for centuries after drowning at the hands of his enemies. The slave markings covering his body tell the story of countless masters who exploited his powers. Despite his imprisonment and the atrocities he was forced to commit, Dara maintains fierce pride in his Deva heritage and unwavering loyalty to the extinct Nahid family. This loyalty becomes both his strength and fatal flaw. When he discovers Nari's Nahid blood, he becomes her devoted protector, even as his prejudices against mixed blood, Shafit, create tension between them. His hatred for the ruling Qahtani dynasty runs bone deep, stemming from their overthrow of the Nahids 14 centuries earlier. Yet, beneath his vengeful exterior lies a man capable of tenderness and even humor, moments that make his eventual fate all the more devastating. Prince Ali Zayed al-Qahtani provides the perfect counterpoint to both Nari and Dara. While they are outsiders to Dayavabad's politics, Ali has been shaped by them since birth. The second son of King Ghassan, he's been raised with rigid military discipline, trained to serve as his brother's future commander. His devout religious beliefs and strong sense of justice make him increasingly uncomfortable with the inequalities in Dayavabad, particularly the treatment of the Shafit mixed-blooded descendants of djinn and humans who face systematic discrimination. Ali secretly funds a Shafit rights organization using his royal allowance, placing himself in an impossible position, torn between loyalty to his family and his growing conviction that Dayavabad's social structure is fundamentally unjust. When Ali meets Nari, he's immediately intrigued by her outsider perspective. Their unlikely friendship develops through shared intellectual curiosity, even as political forces push them toward inevitable conflict. Ali's growing affection for Nari further complicates his already precarious position, especially when his father arranges her marriage to his brother Muntathir. Dayavabad emerges as the novel's most captivating creation, a hidden magical metropolis enclosed by brass walls, built upon a dark lake, and divided into distinct tribal quarters. Each section reflects its inhabitants' culture, the austere Gaziri quarter with its military precision, the opulent Deva quarter with its fire temples, the mercantile Ayanle quarter with its teal-colored buildings. The city's physical divisions mirror its deep social fractures. Centuries of tribal conflicts, religious differences, and political machinations have created a powder keg of tensions. At the center are the Shafit, mixed-blooded descendants facing discrimination from all sides. King Ghassan rules with calculated pragmatism, willing to marry his son to Nari despite suspecting her mixed blood. This reveals his political acumen. He prioritizes maintaining power over racial purity. The novel excels at showing how Dayavabad's divisions extend into everyday life through details of prayer, festivals, dress, and speech, creating a rich tapestry that makes the city feel alive rather than merely a backdrop. The novel's magical system is both wondrous and logically consistent. Magic in Devabad is elemental and tribal tied to each magical race's essence. Devas control fire with precision, creating delicate glass art or devastating weapons. Ayanle command air and weather, Gaziri shape stone through earth magic, and the Marid master water manipulation. These elemental affinities influence cultural practices and architecture throughout the world. Magic intersects with religion through Prophet Suleiman, whose seal bound the jinn and fundamentally altered magic's nature. Most compelling are the system's limitations. Every power carries a cost. Dara's fire magic physically weakens him. Nahid's healing abilities require intense concentration and risk catastrophic backfires. And the mysterious Marid exact terrible prices for assistance, as when they demand Ali's true name to save him, gaining permanent power over him. At its heart, the City of Brass explores identity politics, how societies determine who belongs and who remains perpetually other. The central conflict revolves around the Shafit, whose mixed human-jinn heritage places them in a precarious position. Pure-blooded jinn view them with contempt, yet they possess too much magical blood to live safely among humans. Through characters like Anis and Hano, we witness the human cost: trafficked children, denied education and healthcare, and unchecked violence against them. The novel refuses simple solutions. Ali's well-intentioned efforts backfire because he misunderstands the systemic nature of their oppression. Nari's initial indifference evolves as she recognizes parallels to her own marginalization. Characters internalize these prejudices deeply. Dara can barely acknowledge Nari's mixed heritage despite his feelings for her, while Nari initially distances herself from the Shafit to protect her precarious new status. As the novel reaches its climax, personal and political threads converge through devastating betrayals. Ali alerts the royal guard to Dara and Nari's escape attempt, believing he's protecting her. Nari offers to marry Muntathir if Dara can escape, unaware of Ali's betrayal. Most shockingly, Ali emerges from the lake, transformed by Marid magic to destroy Dara, shattering Nari's hopes of understanding her heritage. These betrayals arise from both love and political calculation. In the aftermath, Nari discovers strength in her calculated smile toward King Ghassan while privately mourning Dar. Ali begins a new journey in the desert, exiled and transformed. The epilogue reveals Jamshid bears a mysterious tattoo connected to Nari's mother Manisha, who is apparently alive and plotting to resurrect Dara. In this world where identity serves as both weapon and shield, where ancient grudges fuel modern conflicts, and magic flows through bloodlines like an inheritance of power and pain, the City of Brass shows how the stories we tell shape reality more profoundly than any spell. Perhaps the most powerful magic is seeing beyond tribal boundaries, recognizing that beneath our different elements, we share common dreams of belonging, justice, and self-definition beyond blood and history.